These apparent contradictions pose a big problem for scholars when we try to systematize the Buddha's teachings. Nowadays, we have management manuals. They will tell you from A to Z, introduction, and then they will give you a course outline, and then after that, subheadings for each chapter. The Buddha didn't do that. Every discourse was complete by itself. That discourse was enough to enlighten a particular person if he was ready for it. So what the early commentators or the Theras did was they tried to unravel this based on the assumption that the Buddha, of course, is Sabbanyuta, perfectly self-enlightened, omniscient one. There's no way that he can be wrong. So any apparent contradictions are only apparent, they are not real. So we have to find a way to reconcile all these things. And so they came out with the Abhidhamma model. They came out with this model of the 17 thought moments to complete a citta-vitti, a cognitive process. For your information, these 17 thought moments cannot be found in the original, or so-called original, Abhidhamma Pali text. In the seven books, nothing is mentioned about these 17 thought moments. This came even much later. It was already there when Buddhaghosa was staying in Mahavihara, and it was the prevalent view among the elders there. That was the way they used to explain all these apparent contradictions in the scriptures. They made use of this Abhidhamma model of these 17 thought moments as a basis to explain all phenomena, mental as well as physical phenomena. Even physical phenomena is explained in terms of the 17 thought moments, because what is the lifespan of physical phenomena? 17 thought moments, right? 17 thought moments is the lifespan of a kalapa. So that is the reference point for them. And incidentally, from the Abhidhamma point of view, from the commentarial point of view, they say that the Magapala that we talk about, path and fruition, are actually referring to the thought moment. And the fruition thought moment follows immediately after the Magga, without any gap in between. This has some contradictions in the suttas, because in the suttas, or rather when you chant Itipiso or Supadipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho, you talk about the four pairs of individuals, you know, the eight types of individuals. And also in some suttas, the Buddha talk about people who are on the path and people who have realized the fruition. They seem to be separate types of individual, and they don't happen in one thought moment. People might be on a path for several years before they go on to the fruition. This is an inconsistency that has been pointed out by Pali scholars. This is one instance of how there seemed to be an inconsistency in the way this Abhidhamma model works. It does not seem to fit in with what the suttas tell us.